How do you show up for your life in business, and what the actual F do I mean by that? Hi, welcome to a feisty episode here on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out more about me and how you can work with me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today's listener question seems to have a little sass to it, and I have to admit, I kind of like it. What do you do, and what does it mean to show up for your life and business? I say the phrase all the time. I probably two or three times a week, sometimes on the podcast, I'll talk about showing up or putting yourself out there, not playing small. You can, you know, interchange the language, but it all comes down to the same thing: showing up for yourself and showing up for your business. And I use the phrase and I talk about it, but what do I actually mean by it? That's today's listener question. So let's hear what she has to say, and I'll find you on the other side of all that stuff. Here goes. Heather, I hear you preach it all the time. We have to show up for ourselves and our businesses, but what the actual F do you mean by that? I don't get it. I feel like I'm missing something, and I'm confused because everyone tells me I should be doing something else, and I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, doing all the things all the time, and getting nowhere fast. You seem to be implying that I'm doing it wrong, that I'm taking the easy way out, and that I should be showing up differently or better, but I feel like I'm doing everything I can right now to stay afloat, and there are too many confusing messages out there, and you're all saying something different. So I put it back on you. What do you mean, and how do you define showing up for ourselves and our businesses? All right, you didn't sign this letter sassy, but I am going to call you sassy because I hear some sass in your letter, and like I said at the beginning of the show, I kind of like it. So what do I mean by showing up? I think it comes down to a couple of things, and I love the question, and I love that you asked it, and I am really looking forward to tackling it head on, because I do think there's a lot of phrases that I don't just use, but a lot of people use in the entrepreneurial space, and we throw them around like water, and everybody should know what we're talking about. We're grinding it out. It's the hustle. It's the living the dream. It's working hard now so we can play later. There's all of these phrases and things people use to talk about representing who we are, how we move through the world, and going after the life and business we want. What do I mean by that? I spent some time thinking about it because I didn't just want to answer a question about a cliche with another cliche. So what I mean by it is when you get crystal clear on the person you are, what you think, what you believe, what you want, and what you need out of life. When you get crystal clear on the business you want, and I recognize wholly that some people come to the show, even though it's called Business Mindset Mastery, they have no desire to own a business. They are just looking to build a better life for themselves. So whatever that professional part, that career part, the work part of your life means. So if it's not a business, what is it? But the first step, and you've heard me do dozens and dozens of shows of getting clear on what it is you want and how you serve and all of that, once all of those decisions have been made, I think a lot of people sit and wait for it to happen. So if they're dating or they're single or they're lonely, they just wait for the guy to find them. Or if they're in the business and they're doing things, they put these posts on social media, they try to engage conversation starters, and they just hope somebody happens upon that question, is inspired by it enough to engage, engages in dialogue, and then buys from them at some point down the no, like, and trust factor line. And one of the things that I say in the online business trainings that I do, I think I recognize this name from an online business training that I did. So I think that this is where some of the sass is coming from, which I wholeheartedly appreciate. But, you know, it's this idea of once you get clear on what it is you want, you can't wait for it to happen. You have to show up. So what I mean by that And I've used this phrase before, and again, I'm trying not to answer a cliche with another cliche, but I talk to people about marketing like it's 1999. It's a phrase that I stole from Michael O'Neill over at the Solopreneur Hour. He has an awesome entrepreneurial show if you haven't heard it before. I especially like his Free Coaching Friday episodes, and this is where I hear him most often use this phrase. And it's the idea that a lot of times in online business, we're taught about the long game. So we're taught how to show up in social media, how to be on Instagram, put ourselves on Pinterest, have a Facebook group. But a lot of those strategies that are taught to online business owners, they're the long game. You have to wait for the know, like, and trust factor. You have to be consistently posting. You have to be consistently engaging. And then if you're lucky, someone will want to buy from you. Or if we're talking about using this idea in your personal life that you're going to, you know, go to the gym, you're going to do the diet, and you're just going to like wait for the happy ending on the other side of whatever you imagine your life will be like when you decide, like when you decided that losing weight was somehow the answer. Like, we can play this personally and we can play it professionally, but it's a lot of, you know, when I talk about showing up, it's getting you out of the reaction seat of your life and out of the reaction seat in your business and getting in the driver's seat. So for me, it means not waiting for someone to find you, but telling them actively that you exist. Not waiting for a goal to be met, but actively participating in the process of meeting that goal. If you're building a business and you're waiting for clients, stop waiting for them to engage with you on social media. Go out and find your clients and reach out to them. So an example, and I've shared this on the show already because I did it, I think it was August now. It might have been September, but I think I pulled this in August. But business for me had slowed down to like that scary slow where like the leads weren't coming in and the clients weren't filling up the hours and I wasn't quite sure what to do with myself, and going on like another, you know, Facebook post journey or going down the LinkedIn rabbit hole like held no appeal for me. So I started reaching out one by one to local businesses who I thought would have staff members or employees who would benefit from the skill set that I offer, the performance coaching, the mindset coaching, the getting out of your own way. So I reached out to local business owners, let them know who I was, what I did, how I served, and I offered to help them. That's showing up for my business. I didn't just make an ad, leave it on their doorknob, and hope that they found it. I didn't just put a flyer in their mailbox, but I actively went in. I asked who the decision makers in the office were. I reached out. I told people what I did, how I thought I could help. I offered testimonials and references. And then I went along my merry way, hoping that people would reach out to me. If they didn't reach out to me in 2 to 3 business days, I then followed up with another phone call or an email. But I showed up for myself and I did the old school marketing like it's 1999. Now, you don't have to go into in-person businesses. You can still do this on the phone. You can still do this on email. But it really means asking for help, talking actively about the life or the business you want, engaging with the people who can help you get there. So telling people who might be able to refer to you, reaching out to other clients, reaching out to other contacts, telling people and making it be clear that you are a business owner or that you have this personal goal, and ask them for help. One of the things, like if we go into the personal realm, I talk to people about a lot of time is that they're like what I call endlessly single, right? They're doing the online dating scene. They're putting themselves out there. They're taking a blind date here or there. They're saying yes when somebody says, oh, I would love to have you over for dinner. You can meet my son, et cetera, et cetera. They're saying yes to those opportunities, but they're never anywhere out loud saying to people, hey, I've been single for a while and I'm ready to meet somebody new. I'm looking for the kind of person who XYZ. If you by any chance know anybody who's looking, or you have any ideas how I might, you know, meet someone faster, I would really be open to it. We don't ask for help. And when I talk to people about showing up for themselves and showing up for their businesses, it means asking for help. So that's why, you know, something that I like about your question, and I feel the challenge, and I felt my backbone rise just a little bit as I responded. But you asking the question is showing up for yourself. It's saying, I'm doing all the things and it's not working. So what I, you know, and you didn't ask me this, I get it. You were probably looking for just some new strategy to get some new clients or to let people know about your business or brand. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is that you're not going to get where you want to go doing all the things. And you're not going to get where you want to go following all of the people. Of course, we're all saying something different, because in the end, I really believe most of us are all saying the same thing. We're just saying it in a different way. So what you have to decide, rather than listening to all the people, getting all the freebies, consuming all the content, I would get really clear on, first of all, what you think your business needs or what your life needs. You wrote it from a business perspective, so I'm going to answer it from a business perspective. But what is missing in your business? What's the empty hole that needs to fill or get filled? And where is your attention required? I would get really clear on that before you start listening to other people's messaging telling you what you need. I would get clear on what it is you think your business needs and wants at this particular time. Then I would start, instead of listening to all the gurus, because, you know, I don't want to be your guru, right? Like I think I steal that one from Tony Robbins. I think he says that, I'm not your guru. But like, instead of listening and following everybody, who do you buy into? Who has a business that seems to represent where you want your business to go? Or who has a way of moving through the world that you particularly relate to and identify with and enjoy following, learning from? Who do you have buy-in into? Because I think what ends up happening is oftentimes some person randomly comes by and says, I can get your business in 6 figures in 6 months, or I can streamline your lead generating machine so you are generating higher paying clients in less time, or whatever it is. But if you haven't independently decided for yourself that you want higher earning or higher paying clients in less time, or that you're having a problem with lead generation, you run the risk of someone else who doesn't know you, doesn't know your business, defining for you what your business problem is, and that's never going to get you where you want to go. I want, if you're going to show up for yourself and you're going to show up for your business, I want you to define what's missing. I want you to define the question you have, what you need, what you don't know, what you need to find out. Then I would find your person or people, but I wouldn't choose more than three. I think too many of us, and I include myself in this, have 50 million people on our like email list, or, you know, what I call my junk email, because I don't give all these business owners my actual email address. So all the newsletters and all of that goes to a more generic account. But who do you believe in? Who do you have buy-in into? Who inspires you? Whose advice have you taken action on? Then follow those specific people only. Get rid of everything else. And then when you are listening and learning something that you want to apply to your business, you're not listening and learning to anything else until you've implemented the action that's in front of you. That's what's next. And there's I think that's a book. I think it's called The One Thing, but it's the idea of just focusing on what the next thing is you need to learn, how you need to learn it before you move on to all of the steps afterwards. Otherwise, you stay in learning mode. You stay in content consumption mode. You stay in freebie overload mode, where you've taken everybody's webinar, you've attended every masterclass, every bootcamp, every webinar, but you haven't gotten anywhere. Because with too much content, you have no idea what your actual plan and what your actual strategy should be for your business. When I talk about showing up, I'm telling you to stop thinking about it and start doing it, to get really clear so that you know without a shadow of a doubt that the people in your contact list, the people who are colleagues of yours, that people you've worked with, anybody who could help you or introduce you to somebody or who can network with you, knows what it is you do and how you serve, rather than waiting quietly and patiently for them to find out. You are getting ahead, you're getting in control of your own messaging, and you are putting yourself out there. That's what I mean. going for it, fighting for it, doing whatever it is you need to get the bottom line met, to have people know about you and discover you. Because a lot of times people use the strategies and the social media interventions and the Instagram this and the Pinterest that to play small. They hide behind the social media posts rather than actually showing up for themselves in their business. Because showing up for themselves in their business usually involves a conversation, usually involves a, hi, my name is, this is what I do, this is how I serve, do you think I could be of help or service to you? But actually showing up and being in the driver's seat. Again, I'm sorry to be answering cliches with cliches. I can't seem to get out of it today. But hopefully you know what I mean by that. That you're not just consuming content, you're not just in learning mode, but you are taking the ideas, you're taking the strategies, and you are not moving to the next thing until you're done the first thing. So many reasons why we get, you know, sort of bamboozled, or, you know, somebody in a letter the other day used the word hoodwinked by coaches and other business programs and strategies, and all of that is because we haven't gotten crystal clear on what it is we need. So we end up responding to what other people are telling us we need. So I want you in the driver's seat, getting really clear on how much help you need and how little help you need. And if you don't know, find somebody who you trust to at least at that point ask the question, to say, hey, this is as far as I've gotten, but I need a new set of eyes on this. Would you be willing to help, or could you take a look at this, or there's something I'm not considering? But get yourself out there and let people know, ask for help, accept help, and recognize that you are the only thing standing in your way. So just get out there. Talk to people about what you do, how you serve, how your business can help, the transformations it offers, rather than waiting for people to find out about you. It's so nice when that happens, right? I have a business right now that's largely built on referrals, and I can tell you it's so nice to get that email when someone says, hey, Heather, I loved working with you so much that I've referred so-and-so to you. I hope you can take it from here, right? And I love those emails. But the reality is that it always puts me in the passenger seat of my own business, waiting for somebody to refer to me, waiting for somebody to recommend me, waiting for my name to get passed on or mentioned, and then subsequently for somebody to say in the moment that my name comes up that yes, they need me and to reach out to me. That's so little power. You know, it gives me so few options in what I can do next, rather than if I move through the world from the driver's seat of my car, I get to decide the direction. I can decide who, where, when, and that's what's really important, and that's what I mean. So it's not following every strategy. It's not being everywhere, doing all the things all the time. It's finding what it is you need right now, and who do you think can help you get there, focusing on that until that part is nailed, and then moving on to the next thing. I loved your question. I loved the personality behind it. I hope you got some answers, and I hope you got some insight. And again, you guys are awesome at asking questions. You're crap at the follow-up. Nobody's written and said, like, as a result of this podcast, this is what I did. Even if you didn't send in the question, but if you've taken action on something that I've said, share your story, and I'll share it on the show with that as well. But I loved the question. I loved the opportunity to kind of tackle this head on. Thanks so much for bringing it to me so that I can sort of pass it back to you, some good action steps. I'd love to hear what you did next. Anybody else, I'd love to know your story, your questions. You know the best pod comes from the best questions, but it probably also comes from the best personal listener stories too. So bring them on. You can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.